Okay, welcome back. Now we're getting into rule number 6, which is all about the law of generous giving. And Joel dives deep into the idea that in order to have more abundance in your life, you must first look to give in order to receive. I'm super excited that you're here with us today. This is going to be a powerful message. So let's jump in and let's learn the law of generous giving.
Thank you, Randy. Such an honor and pleasure to be here again today. So I just want to review rule number 1 again briefly, which is when you believe, because it's so critical. So do you believe that gratitude can create more abundance and prosperity in your life? What's your belief level from 1 to 10? Because if you don't believe it, it's not going to happen. But I believe it, and Randy believes it, and look at what's happened, right? So much abundance and prosperity. So think about rule number 1, as it applies to each of the other money rules. Do you believe rule number 2, trust your intuition? Do you believe that intuition can help you make more money? Do you believe that if you're happier, you can be more abundant and prosperous? Rule number 3, do you believe that visualizing can create more abundance in your life? What do you believe? If you don't believe it, don't do it, because it's not going to work. Okay. But I, in my heart of hearts, believe that when you're grateful and appreciating, that what you appreciate appreciates. So let's talk about rule number 6 in the 9 money rules millionaires use. And this, I know I say it each time, but I think this may be the most powerful of the 9 money rules, truly. So I'll just tell you a quick story, which happened after Mindful Money Management, my first book, came out. And Mindful Money Management, we figured out the algorithm on Amazon and we got it to be bestseller over the first weekend, but the sales were going through the roof. And so I was thinking about the book, Mindful Money Management, and one of the comments I got on the book was, this has so much great content in there. And it was really a memoir. You should really think about a rule book that people can use for creating abundance and prosperity. And so that's how the 9 money rules, it was basically a critique of my first book. And I had basically almost all of the 9 money rules in that book. And one of them was, I had talked about the importance of giving your time, of giving a smile to a stranger, or giving a compliment to a stranger. And I was thinking how book sales weren't going great. I have this new book and I truly believe it can change lives. And this was in 2018, January 2018, the book came out, and I would be going into Manhattan a couple times a week. So I'd bring one or two books with me and I'd see somebody reading and I'd say, hey, do you like to read? And I give them a book. And I did this for a couple of weeks. And then all of a sudden the sales were like going like this. And I was like, what is going on? And then it hit me, rule number 6. So I will tell my clients now to give. When you're feeling most poverty conscious, when you're feeling most scarce, when you're feeling most in lack, give. And one of my clients said, Joel, so if I give my money away, I'll have less money. How does that work? And what I say is, money is just energy. And by putting it out there, you're creating flow and it must come back to you. And usually when it does, in multiples of what you put out. So I'm not saying like go into debt to give, but there are so many people on this earth. We talked a little bit about this when we were talking about rule number 5. There are 8 billion people on the planet. There are billions, literally a couple of billion people that don't have 3 solid meals a day. There are people who don't have enough water each day. They have to go literally still miles away to get their water, right? And so if you're watching this, I'm pretty sure you're more well off than billions of people. And you're probably living the dream life of at least 1 billion people on this earth, believe it or not. So write that down. I'm living the dream life of at least a billion people on this earth. So, and I'm not saying going to debt to give your money away, but you could give to your favorite charity or your favorite religious organization, and pick one right now. Pick one that most resonates with you. And when you're feeling in lack or scarce, give. This will completely change the way you feel. And look, if you don't have to just give money, right? You could give a smile to a stranger. You have a gift or a talent. You could share that with the world. You know, I give 30 minutes free of prosperity coaching to the world. Anybody who is watching this right now can sign up for free for a 30-minute free consultation. No obligation to do anything else. And that's one of the ways I give every day. And no obligation to do anything more. And sometimes, like today, I got on the call with somebody and he really can't sign up for coaching with me. And I don't want to put people in debt to do that. So, but we got on the call and he was so grateful at the end of the call for our conversation, for just the way he was talking. He realized that he was talking in lack and scarcity and talking negative. And he didn't even realize. And I think the first step to change is being self-aware. We've talked about that in the past. And he was self-aware enough to say, ooh, you know, I need to change the way I'm saying these words. And so the light bulb went off in his head. And for me, that was enough. That was, you know, that made my day. You know, so by giving just some of my time, I've changed a life. And that's worth it. Right. And so think about how you can give. Again, it doesn't have to be just money. It could give you a time. It could give, you could give a compliment to a stranger. It could give a smile to a stranger. Or like, what gift or talent do you have to share with others? You know, I call it the rule of generous giving, because I talk about in chapter 8, which is rule number 6 in the 9 money rules, about generous giving. So don't do it just because I said to do it, right? Like, you can, but there are many times I've been in Manhattan where there's somebody on the subway train that's asking for money, or somebody just sitting on the corner, many corners in Manhattan, asking for money. And I don't give when I feel obligated to give. I give when I want to give from my heart. And so I have the charities that I give to. And then there may be times like I'll tip more than, you know, 15% because we got great service. And or maybe there's somebody who's a little bit older in their 70s still working at a place, you know, and I would think usually that's because they don't have enough money to live on. And so I'll just tip a little bit more there. Or, you know, think about your favorite charities, like what do you really want to contribute to towards, and then give to that. And so that's what I do, rather than, you know, somebody's, you know, here, give me some money. Because I think giving from the heart is so much more powerful than giving when you feel obligated to do so. It's not that it's not helpful to the other person, but, you know, I told a story in the book about this woman in Grand Central Station, Manhattan. And I had just come out of the bathroom and this woman was picking plastic bottles out of the garbage. And at least in New York, I don't know if this is in every state, but in New York, they give you 5 cents for every plastic bottle that you return to be recycled. And so she was going through the garbage to get, you know, the 20 or 30 plastic bottles in there to make a dollar. And I went over to her and gave her a lot more than that. And we talked about gratitude last time. She was so grateful. Her vibration just jumped immensely. And she was like, just so like the almost like tears in her eyes, because I probably saved her a day's worth of work at least. And so like that warmed my heart, like, oh my God, like I'm grateful she was grateful. And that giving, like, but that was the law of generous giving, doing it because I wanted to. not because I have to. And so think about that when you're giving. I'm not saying that giving when you feel like you have to is wrong, but it's just when you're giving from a place of your heart, then it's even more powerful. What I say to my clients is when you're feeling most in lack or scarce, give. Like, it's like, find something. Like, there have been days over the last 6, 7 years or months where I haven't made any money prosperity coaching. And those months were the months I decided I have to give. Like, I have to find something or someone to give to. Because it just changes my, you know, what you're doing to your subconscious mind is you're saying, I got plenty to spare and share. I got plenty to spare and share. Even if you're not consciously saying it, it's going on subconsciously. And that's powerful. It's feeling first, manifestation second. So yeah, you have these thoughts, but it's the feelings that are connected to the thoughts that are most important. And a great affirmation to say is, if you believe it, and we could talk about belief again next, is I'm a generous giver and an excellent receiver. I'm a generous giver and an excellent receiver. But check yourself. What's your belief level from 1 to 10, where 10 is absolute faith, I know this to be true, and 1 is massive doubt, I know this not to be true. So what's your level? I'm a generous giver and excellent receiver. If you're not at least a 7, 8, 9, or 10, soften it. I'm on my way to becoming a generous giver and an excellent receiver, and see how that feels. So in my TEDx talk, How to Create Money Miracles, I spend half, one of the two tips for creating real financial abundance is affirmations. So I'll go over, this is one of the two, specifically affirmations and how to say them. And so one is, I am, by the way, I am a generous giver and excellent receiver, the two most powerful words in the English language. So say those, and saying it out loud with emotion. We've already been talking about, you know, vibration and energy. And so it's, and how are you feeling? So saying it out loud is helpful. Putting your name in it is also very helpful. So you can say, you know, I, Randy Wilson, am a generous giver and an excellent receiver. Saying it, you know, with emotion, I, Randy Wilson, am a generous giver and excellent receiver, right? And putting the affirmation in the past or present tense. So that's preferable if you can do it, if you believe it, right? I am a generous giver and excellent receiver. If you don't believe that at all, then we can soften into on the way to I'm becoming, until you get to the point where you can say it. And I'd recommend not saying I'm becoming or on my way to for the next 2 years, right? Because it's always in the future. At some point you want to strengthen it to I am. So saying affirmations in the present or past tense with emotion, putting your name in it out loud is the best way to do affirmations. Again, you want to put stuff in that you believe.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not a 7, 8, 9, or 10, soften it. I'm so happy and grateful. I'm on my way to becoming financially free. Or I am so happy and grateful now that I'm a money magnet. The law of generous giving.
Okay, what did you think about rule number 6, the law of generous giving? In order to have more, in order to receive more in your life, focusing on giving first is going to start that process of having more abundance into your life. And I know Joel went to great detail expressing and showing you exactly how you can start doing some of those things into your life. So take a second and reflect on the law of generous giving and how you can implement some of these ideas and strategies into your life. And now let's move on to rule number 7, which is, where is my cash going? We're going to start getting into some of the more financial ideas in terms of knowing and understanding exactly where your money is going in your life and how you can take back control and start implementing these ideas in your path to financial freedom. So I look forward to bringing you rule number 7, where's my cash going? Let's dive in.